Jack Rewalt doesn't know what we're talking about with the magic banana, but I'm sure there's been something along the way that they've held on to and used as a sign of strength and solidarity throughout his three premiership campaigns. The Richmond Star joins us. Good morning, Jack.
Hello, everyone. How are we?
We are very well. How are you?
Actually, I'm going really good at the moment. Yeah, really good. Making my way into training, getting ready for first scratchy on Friday. Out of Casey Field, playing the D's out there, so starting to get some sort of in-season normality back in Melbourne sort of set up. So it's been a long time coming. I haven't played footy here for a long time, and I'm very excited to be playing football back in Melbourne.
We just spoke to Ryan Hoffman about time to hit some bodies in anger. Is it time to start playing someone else other than yourselves? Are you ready for that moment?
Yes. Yes, it's... and become a bit incestual, just constantly training against yourself, and everyone knows what everyone else is doing structure-wise and whatnot. So to have that, I suppose, a fresh team to play against who will provide us, obviously, with something different to look at for us to play against, but us the trials and stuff that we've been working on is really exciting.
It's on the screen here, Jack. Richmond going for four premierships in 5 years. It's quite remarkable just when you see it on the screen. When I say that to you, what does it make you feel?
I think wide range of emotions. What it sort of brings up a lot of memories. You also sort of pinch yourself every time you sort of talk about. Premierships, just winning ones, obviously a fantastic achievement, but what we've done over the last 4 years to win three and have even the year that we didn't win it, we had a really successful year. We just the things didn't go our way late in the season. So it is very humbling, but it also stokes fire, I think, in terms of the hunger of knowing what it's like at the top and knowing what it's like to achieve the ultimate success in your sport and to know what and know how that feels to want to repeat it and recreate it and get back to the promised land.
Yeah, because that was kind of going to be my next question. What do you do? Do you do it differently to keep the edge, or do you go, well, you know what, we actually know what we need to do to win it. We've just got to do it again and maybe just do the same thing a little bit better. What's the sort of the theme, the feeling going into this year?
I think it's probably a combination of everything, really, Whitey. It's the learned acquisition. So we know that what we do is good. We know that our brand stands up in the big game. So there's no point going away from that. It's a tried and true formula for us. But we have to evolve and. Usually, the football that you start playing at this part of the season or even early on the first of the sixth round looks nothing like the football that you're going to play at the end of the year. As the team is probably the same as well, there's faces that come and go. And that's the beauty of the 22-game season is that you're constantly evolving and constantly getting better. And clearly, with a few rule changes this year, there's going to be some trends in football that we haven't seen for a while. So we've got to try and remain on the forefront of that. But just stoking the fire within is there's obviously a team aspect of it, but the individual aspect of not being satisfied, being proud of your performance is probably the one thing that's keeping us on the forefront of hopefully staying right at the top of the ladder and fighting for the premiership in season 2021.
Jack, it's interesting. You've spoken a couple of times about, you know, lighting that fire again to push on again. I would have thought at the end of your career, if you look back on it and you've won three premierships in 4 years, you could be really proud of that. And I'm really interested in the mindset of going, but we want one more. How do you light that fire? How do you make sure that that is something that this group really wants to continue to push for when you kind of know that three premierships in a career is pretty bloody good?
Yeah, sure. It's an interesting topic because it's sort of like if my career finished today, as well as say some of the guys that have been involved in all three, that you'd walk away and say, yep, thank you so much. And you ask the question, let's say 5 years ago to the whole group, say, hey, you're going to win the three premierships in the next 4 or 5 years. Everyone will go, yep, beauty, that's it, that's great. But there's something about just coming in and look, the premiership's obviously the one thing that every team plays for, but the focus is so much on just creating memories and creating enjoyment. We've got some new kids in this year, and we've got some guys that haven't played in any of the 3 years that have been as big a part as the players that have played in it. So I remember thinking in 2019 there were six guys that hadn't played in a premiership before, and there was a real focus individually from a few of the leaders that we wanted to do it for them to achieve the success. And then last year, Noah Bolter was the only guy that hadn't played in one. So I suppose sanitised as it sounds, it's still our job. So we want to be the best at our job as possible. And the new year rolls around and brings new challenges. So it sort of just becomes a new journey for all of us.
And how's your body and mind, Jack, going into this season?
Yeah, my body-wise, I'm in great condition at the moment. I think just a little bit of extended break and just some, I suppose, time training by myself I really enjoyed. And not so much training by myself, but actually going out and training with my mates, and went back to Tassie and did some good physical exercise down there with some people I haven't seen for a long time. It sort of just reinvigorated me a little bit. And mentally, I feel like I'm in a great spot just for the fact that I'm enjoying footy. I'm loving coming into training. It's giving me giving me a bit of a new lease on life, not being here in Melbourne last year and missing what has been, I suppose, those first 13 years of my career, just playing in front of big crowds. And I've really missed it, and I'm looking forward to just getting back into hopefully some sort of normality in football at the G and everything that comes with football in winter in Melbourne. So super excited, just love seeing the growth in our side, and I can't wait for the season to start and for even Friday to roll around and get back into footy.
You mentioned injection of new players and younger players and the fact that there's always someone that pops up every year and has a huge influence on the team. It was Noah Bolter last year, as you said. Who do you think, we forecast a little bit in front of you, who do you think it might be for 2021 for the Tigers?
Look, I think the coach has been really, really hot on Riley Collier-Dawkins, and he's been the assistant now for 2 years, a bigger body mid that, just due to the fact that we've got some fairly good midfielders. He can't find himself a spot in the side, so no doubt he will see his face at some point this year. And he's a really exciting prospect for us. Young kid Hugo Ralph Smith, whose father played for Hawthorn, in a similar mould. He's sort of been around for a couple of years, but athletically as gifted as I've seen it, and has taken some really big steps forward. So I'm really excited about what he brings. And the last one, I think, is young Ryan Mansell, who's just come onto the list as a rookie from via the SANFL and played footy and is from North Launceston. So selfishly, I want to see a Tasmanian in the side, another Tasmanian in the side. And he's a sort of hardened half-back with a bit of polish and tough, like, sort of reminds me a little bit of Steve Morris with the way he attacks the ball and just attacks the man. So he's another young guy that we're hoping will come forward and play for footy this year.
Do you feel greedy and like you're rubbing everyone else's nose in it by trying to unfurl two flags?
Well, so we've actually got three to unfurl. The VFL won the flag in 2019. And I sort of say that with a bit of tongue in cheek, but in terms of the importance of our development program, with that premiership that we did win in the VFL, and famously Marlon Pickle was involved in both of them in 2019, is, I say, as important, but it is so important to the future of our football club, and we're reaping the rewards of having such a great program, which was under Craig McRae then. Who's now gone on to Hawthorn. So it's vitally important. But, it's something that we're really excited about. Our fans, well, the majority of our fans here in Melbourne wouldn't have seen any football last year, let alone going to a live game at the G and watching the Tigers play. So we're looking forward to giving them the opportunity of celebrating, celebrating obviously 2019 and 2020. So something that it doesn't come around very often. So no doubt we'll make a bit of a spectacle about it and certainly reward the players, the fans, the administrators and everyone that was involved in both those premierships.
And as we let you go, Jack, family life now is sort of a bit more significant with another one. What's the golf situation, please?
So the last time I played golf, Whitey, was November at Barnburgle Dunes. I snuck away whilst I went back to Tassie. Hazel, our newest addition, hasn't seen me play golf yet. It hasn't been involved while I've been playing golf. So I've promised a group of budding golfers here at the football club that I'll take them down to the Peninsula Golf Club at some point in the next 2 weeks. So looking forward to dusting off the Callaway sticks and getting out there and having a bash. Fair to say I'll be having a few more than I would be if I was in my prime. So looking forward to it, but also enjoying being the father of two beautiful little girls.
Very nice. And Jack, can I just say also, don't worry too much about the Tigers fans. As a Carlton supporter who has many Tigers fans in my family, my dad, my brother, many of my nieces and nephews, they're okay. They've been celebrating. It's okay.
Well, so Cheryl, if you've got 100,000 members, there's still plenty of seats aboard the Tiki train. So it's
good.
It's not too late to swap over and come over to the Tigers.
I'm good. If I haven't done it yet, I'm not doing it now. I do love you, Jack, but I can't do it.
Jack, nice to chat, mate. Good luck to you in the build-up to 2021. And when you get out there on course again, go well.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.